This is Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I have the opportunity here to talk with our congressman from the 12th District, Troy Balderson. Welcome, Troy. It's good to get a chance to chat with you again.
It's always good to see you, Melissa, and thank you for always giving me the opportunity to speak with you.
It's been a few months, and you guys are on your work recess. I've learned that's what you call it.
Yes.
And so you're busy right up until work recess, and then you get, I think, even busier after.
We do. We'll get busy when we go back. But, you know, we're really excited about being back in the district for a month. It's 4 weeks, and I relate to that as our August work recess. It gives us the ability to cover the 12th Congressional District and all the counties that we represent. We're up here today in Holmes County, spent 2 hours with the veterans here. And it's so much fun for me to catch up with them, hear their stories, share stories. We compare notes, and it's just an open process of, you know, working together and trying to deal with their issues. I mean, the veterans are so important to our constituency, and we are blessed to be able to represent them.
And it's not just the vets that you've been visiting. And within your whole district, you've taken on a lot of different groups to try to help with issues.
Yeah, last week we were in Sugar Creek dealing with some businesses over there, touring, but also doing roundtables. We went to Newcomerstown, spent an hour and a half over there and just hearing concerns from people from an economic development side, from some of the struggles they're dealing with. That's what this is all about, and that's what makes this work recess the best time of the year for me, as far as I'm concerned.
And so leading up to work recess, what are some of the things you guys were trying to get prepared in Congress?
So the biggest thing that I was working on was the Congressional Review Act. It's a review of the Clean Power Plan 2.0. The EPA has put out this very poor plan and is shutting off our baseload energy way too fast. It's a very nonpartisan issue because PJM, which is a regional transmission operator, even came out months ago and said, time out. You guys are going too fast. We don't have the baseload energy. Obviously, energy is a big deal to the constituents that we represent. Obviously, the industry that's here, the manufacturing facilities are here. So we're doing this review act to kind of put a pause on this, and I'm honored to lead it out of the House.
And coming out of the House, how much does it still have to go to the Senate then?
It still has to go to the Senate, but it's in good hands. Shelley Capito from West Virginia is leading it out of the Senate, and I think that is important. She and I have been communicating and working together. And again, as I said, Melissa, this is a nonpartisan issue. I mean, Senator Brown came out a month ago now and said that he would support this Congressional Review Act and that we are addressing this too quickly. And fellow Democrats in the House did a letter to the Biden administration, said the same thing. And 19 Democrat members signed on to that letter and said, please, slow this down a little bit. We've got to get caught up to where we need to be, and you're shutting off our baseload energy too quick.
Well, they're pushing more electric vehicles and trying to have less electric. It just does not compute.
It does not add up when you want to push electric vehicles, but you don't have enough electricity to put electricity in those vehicles so they operate. So we're really focused on that. You know, I have the honor of serving on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and that is the jurisdiction for that committee. You know, on the energy piece, Melissa, I think, you know, as we go around, and I was talking last week to a group, we did a round table yesterday with energy, but, you know, sometimes it may be something that just doesn't pop up to people. So to bring it down to where, you know, they have an understanding of where it is, I motioned to one of my staff, we knew going into the meeting that I was going to give them a head nod or a signal or a wink that when I do that, turn the light switch off and make the room dark. And it was one of the most impactful things I've ever done. Not only did they think, like, hey, what's going on? Who did that? But I said to them, this is what's coming. These are called blackouts. They're called rolling blackouts. It's not fear-mongering. It's factual. And if you recall, 2 years ago, during Christmas, you know, our regional transmission operator talked about pulling lights down. Turn off your Christmas lights. Turn off your Christmas tree. We need to conserve energy. Again, it goes back to not having the baseload energy that we need in this country.
And is there anything else that you guys were working on along with the energy?
Those are the biggest ones. We were doing some, looking at some Social Media Privacy Act legislation. Some pieces of that came out of the Senate before they left. So we'll work on that when we get back also. And that's an important piece of legislation as we move forward.
And so what else do you have as you're working on your work recess and then looking at getting back into D.C.? What do you have coming forward?
So the big things when we wrap up our August recess, I'm going to introduce another piece of legislation. Actually, while we're on our work recess, it's another way to look. We have a interconnector queue with the PJM, and that queue is 95% full of energy projects that aren't moving to get this electricity out and get these facilities operating. So we're looking at introducing another piece of legislation that will have another queue to speed this up, the process up, to get our natural gas plants, our nuclear plants, to get stuff moving. And that incorporates a permitting reform that we're also working on also.
And getting some of that stuff going should help with the cost of energy, correct?
Obviously, our energy costs are up almost 30%, even higher. And those are some of the phone calls that I personally get. I deal with my own mother. I mean, you know, our bills from electricity are going up fast, and it's too fast. So we definitely want to do that. We want to bring America back to the energy dominance and independence that it was 6 years ago.
And you know, we never like talking politics, but as we go into an election year, how does that affect what gets done in Congress?
It struggles a little bit to get things done in Congress during the election year, but I find that really frustrating for me, and I find that frustrating for other members of Congress, because regardless if there's an election going on, there's still work for the American people that need to get done. And, you know, I'm a hands-on guy, so I want to make sure that we're still doing our work, whether we're running for election or not. We need to get the policies done that are going to benefit our constituents in this great country.
And as you were speaking with the veterans at the coffee group, there's a lot of things that even you guys in Congress that are happening that you have no clue that's happening until you talk to these folks.
Yeah, we found out a couple things, obviously, and that's why we do it. But, you know, having the ability to come in here and have answers for them, it's a good thing, and that's why we're here. And this gives them the opportunity to put a face with the name. They hear about us. They hear all these things. They hear we have a district office, but they, you know, sometimes there's a block. You know, I want to say that we're very fortunate in the 12th District. We have veteran leadership here in Holmes County is Daniel. He does a great job. We had two other veteran services directors here as part of the group this morning. So, you know, Melissa, that just opens up general dialogue. And I think it's a good thing. So for us to be able to do this and have, I mean, there were 50 people in there probably. And it was a good crowd, and it was a great crowd. And they walked out, and they understand some things. They know that we have some questions to answer for them, and we'll get back to them on that, and we'll do that.
And a lot of times when you think congressperson, you know, you're in D.C., they feel like you're untouchable. And by, you know, getting around and being in your district, that kind of brings you back down. Do you think that helps people really trust in telling you things?
I absolutely think it helps trust. And look, we have not been scarce here in Holmes County. We love Holmes County. The mural to our office when you walk in is Holmes County. So I want them to walk out of here. That's my number one piece to walk out of here, is to answer questions that they have, but also give them a level of comfort that they can come up to me anytime and have a conversation, ask questions. If it's a question that I can't answer while we're standing there at that time, we'll get their information and we'll get back to them as soon as possible.
And any other thoughts on things you want to get taken care of?
No, I mean, those are my biggest things. Obviously, what we're here for today, veteran issues, but also the energy issue is something that's really, it's important. And we talked just briefly about, you know, the cost of energy. As I did those roundtables last week, it is one of the top expenses in manufacturing facilities that are located right here in Holmes County and Tusk County and Newcomerstown. So that's a big urgency for me.
All right. Well, thank you for joining with us today. That was Congressman Troy Balderson from the 12th District. This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM.